Welcome. You're listening to a recording provided for the use of the blind and print impaired. Materials or items read on Airs LA are the copyright property of the original authors and publishers. No unauthorized use or duplication is permitted. Hello, and welcome to this series of readings from Discover Magazine, a presentation of Airs LA. Today's article was written by Cody Cottier and is from the July-August 2025 issue of the magazine. Top Secrets. We all have something to hide, but only recently have the leading secrecy scientists exposed how keeping and sharing information affects us. A secret is an odd thing. You can't see or touch it, and it doesn't take up space in the physical world. Yet, you can carry it around for years, decades even, until it weighs you down so palpably that you need to get it off your chest. Pretty heavy words for the intangible contents of your mind. Michael Slepian, an associate professor at Columbus Business School and one of the world's leading experts on secrecy, was first drawn to the subject through these metaphors. Were they mere figures of speech, he wondered? Or do the things we hide truly feel like a sack of rocks, a tangible burden? To better understand secrecy's toll, Slepian asked two groups of people to think about a personal secret, big one in one case, small one in the other. Then he showed them an image of a hill and asked them how steep it appeared. In reality, the slant was just 25 degrees. But even a slight incline seems formidable under the strain of psychological baggage. On average, the small secret camp saw a strenuous 33-degree slope, while the big secret camp saw a veritable cliff of 46 degrees. Their perceptions were distorted in much the same way they would have been if they were climbers carrying an actual load. They made judgments as if they were physically encumbered, Slepian says of the 2012 study, and for all intents and purposes, they were. We all feel the weight of secrets, the things we would rather keep hidden. But it wasn't until recently, and in part thanks to Slepian's work, that researchers turned to secrecy, studying exactly how it impacts our mental and physical health. The question they've sought to answer is whether it is better for individuals to keep or share their secrets, and their results offer a roadmap for all of us, who must decide every day what to withhold and what to disclose, and how to live with our decisions. In a 1995 study, Julie Lane and Daniel Wegner, then psychologists at the University of Virginia, invented a secret. They asked people to keep target words hidden while memorizing a number and reacting to target and non-target words in a series of reaction time tests. The catch was that an experimenter was there too, watching the participants' reactions and working to extract the target words from them. As expected, it took cognitive effort for the participants to remember the number and not spill the beans, and thus they took longer to react to the target words than the non-target ones. Secrecy, the researchers write, is hard work. The results were fascinating, though they only went so far. The target words, being arbitrary terms like mountain and house, lacked the emotional stakes of a genuine secret, and their lifespan was unrealistic, lasting as secrets for only a few moments, not days or years. Back then, researchers regarded secrecy as an act of concealment in a specific social interaction, a perspective that forced them into contrived scenarios. But when Slepian came across Lane and Wegner's paper 2 decades later, he found a one-off line pointing the way to a paradigm shift. Secrecy is something one can do alone in a room. Following their lead, he realized that secrets are experienced through rumination, and defined secrecy as an intention to conceal, rather than an action. However taxing it may be to monitor yourself for leaks in conversation, you don't often have to. The amount of time people spend dwelling on their secrets is much greater than the amount they spend actively hiding them. A secret still requires another person, someone to keep it from. But, Slepian says, a lot of what happens is in your own head. This is where the true burden lies. Until we reveal a secret, it remains unfinished business, and the brain won't stand for unfinished business. It keeps spinning the matter around, rehashing and searching for solutions. Our minds return to things where there's some work to do, some action to take, Slepian explains. And all the while, these intrusive thoughts distract from the world right in front of us. Every secret, whatever its subject, can be categorized based on three factors: whether we perceive it to be immoral, whether it involves other people, and whether it relates to our goals. These are the dimensions of secrecy, the basic patterns of categorization that emerged when Slepian asked people to separate dozens of secrets based on their similarities in 2021. Collectively, they hold the key to understanding how our secrets hurt us and how we should, in turn, cope with those challenges. He writes in his 2022 book, The Secret Life of Secrets. When we keep a secret about something we've done wrong, like gambling away a child's college tuition, we feel ashamed, and that shame can lead to a sense of low self-worth. When our secrets are solitary, like mental health struggles, we feel disconnected from others. And when our secrets are not goal-oriented, like irrational preferences, we're unable to find clarity, since they're rooted in emotion rather than logic. Any given secret lies somewhere along the continuum for each dimension, and its position determines how it affects our well-being. For example, secrets that elicit more shame are more harmful than secrets that elicit less, while those that are solitary hurt us more than those that aren't. And these effects aren't the extent of secrecy's burden either, as other research has linked it to reduced physical and mental health, lower life satisfaction, and weaker relationships. How large a secret looms is ultimately subjective, determined by the individual who hides it. I think that depends on how much emotional and mental space they give that secret, says Alyssa Bedrov, a senior research analyst at the University of Utah. But regardless of their size, there are always ways to reduce the harm of the secrets you keep. A secret, Slepian says, can usually be reframed more productively. If it's about something you've done that you deem immoral, that's fine. Resolve not to repeat the same mistakes. If it feels isolating, consider how it might benefit others, though such secrets are perhaps the best candidates for sharing. And if you can't see the rationale for keeping it, well, look harder. As Slepian puts it, recognize that you have your reasons. Confiding in someone may be your best bet, as studies show that sharing secrets with a carefully selected confidant tends to reduce their toll, but these strategies can make the interim more bearable. At this moment, odds are you're juggling 13 secrets, an average from a 2017 study by Slepian. They may involve finances or acts of theft or infidelity. These are some of the common categories. Topping the list, a third of the study's 600 respondents admitted to hiding romantic thoughts about someone other than their partner. How did we become such secretive creatures? The crucial cognitive advance was likely theory of mind, the recognition that other people have different beliefs, desires, and intentions from our own. It's what allows us to think, I know something you don't know. Our first attempts at secrecy aren't very sophisticated. As children, we deny having eaten the cookie, lying through chocolate-stained teeth. But gradually we improve, especially once secrets become useful in social life. Friends start exchanging furtive whispers, Bedrov says, in the same way that if you like someone, you share a toy with them. When Bedrov first came to this field, she had a bone to pick with secrets. In her experience, they didn't seem to serve much purpose beyond ripping apart families and friendships. I almost wanted to prove that keeping secrets was always bad, she recalls, laughing. But the more she learned, the more she came to see their utility. It turns out secrets bond us together as much as they isolate us. In a study published in 2023, Bedrov showed that people feel closer to friends with whom they've recently traded personal secrets. Although keeping a secret might be painful, sharing it builds emotional connection like nothing else can. Revelation, as Slepian puts it, is one of the most profound acts of intimacy that you have available to you. Still, opening up isn't easy. We've all been driven to desperation by conflicting urges to tell or not to tell. If your secret doesn't affect anyone else, it's often best to let it out by confiding in someone you trust. If you've chosen your confidant well, they'll almost certainly respond with compassion, offering support and advice. But things get trickier when the secret does affect another person. Confession might ease your mind at the expense of burdening another's. Is it better to spare them the truth? Say you cheat on your partner during a work trip. If this is a one-time thing, Slepian writes in his book, the stone might be better left unturned. And yet, relationships come with an expectation of honesty. In one study, he asked 300 people whether they'd want their partner to confess in the above scenario, and 77% said yes. In short, the answers aren't always straightforward. You can have your secrets and unload them, too. But even if you bottle them up forever, there's a larger sense in which you nevertheless share your secrets with billions of people. Slepian's most recent cross-cultural studies have shown that humans from diverse cultures all around the world have roughly the same number and the same kinds. We're all in this together, he says. You're not alone in the secrets you keep. Cody Cottier is a regular contributor to Discover. My name is Brian Lemon. Thank you for listening and stay curious.